eyes to know that this is a missionary sermon. Title of today's message is The Great Commission. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came to them and he said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." This Great Commission that we're all so familiar with, I think is interesting to note. This formula for baptism is used probably 90-some percent of all Christendom uses this formula. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And it's interesting because most of us, if we're going to put our faith or our belief in Scripture, we want two or three Scriptures to back it up, don't we? Don't we? Yeah. I mean, sometimes if you give me one Scripture, I think, And yet, this is the only Scripture that tells you to baptize people this way. And I think that's interesting. That's just a little something I threw in for your information. Jesus, with the authority of God, gave us the authority to make disciples of all people. That's one of the things that commission means. The other meaning is activated. When we accept that commission is what we're supposed to be doing, and we get committed. Commission, committed to doing it. So, this is missions. And this will probably be a more different message on missions than you've ever heard before. I'm going to preach to you from the book of Jonah, but I'm going to intertwine the whole message with part of my personal testimony. Not much of my personal testimony, just one little portion. There are 3 points to the message. Number one is refuse. Number two is realization. And number three is return. Refuse, realization, and return. Jonah 1, 1 through 3. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, "Go to this great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Jonah knew very clearly what God wanted him to do. There was no question mark in his mind and in his spirit. He knew. And you know, we cannot ever say that we do not know what God wants us to do, because we have the Great Commission. That's bottom line. You go. You go and teach. Disciple people. Jesus gave us that. That's what we're supposed to be committed to. Matthew 28, 18 through 20, the Great Commission. Now, Jonah refused to go. Have you refused to go anywhere that the Lord has told you to go? If I could have gotten away with it, I would have refused to go to Japan. I couldn't get away with it because God said I had to go with my husband. I'm glad I did because God blessed in many ways. Have you refused to give so that others can go? Have you closed your purse and said, no, no? Jonah had good reasons for not wanting to go. He knew the people would respond to God's message, and he did not like those people. The people of Nineveh were Gentiles. You all know Peter didn't want to go to Gentiles in the New Testament. Jonah did not want to go to them in the Old Testament. And God was showing Jonah and all the world that he cares about the Gentiles and that he will move in their behalf if they'll turn to him. Jonah didn't want them to be saved. He wanted God to pour out wrath on them. Do you feel about anyone like that? Is there anyone that you don't want to witness to because you're really not that crazy about them and you don't care about them getting saved? If we're not reaching out to people, that's bottom line of what we're saying. I really don't care if you go to hell. That's pretty bold, but isn't it the truth? Sure. In my own life, I believe that I had a good reason not to minister to a certain group of people. And I decided that I would not. I didn't pray about it. I didn't consider it because I figured I have a good reason and I've been given a good reason to think this way. When we were first in New Hampshire after retiring from the military, the church that we were going to, I joined the women's group, and we decided to make bookmarks for the people in the nursing home. I never liked anything to do with medicine, medical stuff, and especially not nursing homes. And so I thought, I'll do this because, you know, it'll be good for me to do something that I really don't want to do. You know, sometimes we get real Christian-y, and we're going to give it a go, something that we're not comfortable with. So we made the bookmarks, and we went to the nursing home. And as we were passing them out, this one lady took my hand. That's why I have that picture up there. And I thought, she's going to kiss my hand for giving her this bookmark. But her plan was to bite me. And you'll find in nursing homes, these people quite often will bite anything. They'll eat flowers off the table. They'll chew their napkin. And given a chance, they'll bite you. But for me, it just bolstered my feeling that I am not going to minister to this kind of people. I refuse. I am not going to do this. There'll be no more nursing home ministry for me. Like Jonah, I refused to go. So be very careful that you are not refusing to go, do, or give in a ministry for God, no matter what good reasons you may feel that you have. Jonah felt like he had good reasons for not going to Nineveh. He was a Jew. They were Gentiles. And he just plain didn't want to. I didn't like having somebody try and bite me, and I wasn't comfortable in those situations, so I was not going. Number two, realization. Coming to the knowledge that God is speaking and wanting you to do something that you're not wanting to do. So as Jonah was sailing away, God sent a terrible wind, and he put the ship and all the people on it in great danger. Jonah knew God is making this problem because of you, Jonah. And it took a lot for him to convince them that it was his fault, because he was running from God and God's will. And so he convinced them to throw him in the water. Jonah 1:17, the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and three nights. So while he's there, he realized he needed to repent, to be willing to go and to go do what God wanted. We need a wake-up call to realize there's things in our life we may have been putting the skids to, when it's really something God wants us to open ourselves up and do. I'm thankful that I was not in a fish's belly wrapped in seaweed, and anything else that was there. But very interestingly, Jonah was in the whale, or the fish, 3 days and three nights. God took Greg and I 3 years to Maine to take care of his aged, ailing parents. God plopped me into a situation I would not have chosen, and helped me be able to do it. You see, when I refused to do that kind of thing, I had no real knowledge in me that this is God's calling on my life. I didn't get it. It was just something I didn't like and didn't want to do and wouldn't do. But when God put us in Maine to take care of Greg's folks, we were there 24/7. And sometimes I would just cry to the Lord, because I felt like, here I am, you know, taking care of these parents, and I'm not in any kind of ministry. I felt like God put me on a shelf for 3 years. You probably know by now I'm a doer, and I wanted to be doing something in church that God had me doing in that little home. I didn't realize that he was preparing me for the real ministry that he had for me. I learned all about IVs and oxygen tanks and walkers and wheelchairs and urine bags. It was a real training ground, I can tell you. I learned that I could see a lot of blood and it wouldn't do me in. I learned that I could see a lot of body fluids that wouldn't do me in. All the things about nursing home ministry that I felt like I couldn't deal with, God taught me I could, with his help. Jonah 2:9-10. The realization came to Jonah. But I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Now Jonah is free to do what God commanded him to do. We need to go back to the Great Commission and ask ourselves, are we doing what God has tried to tell us to do? Have we missed something along the way? If you are praying for his will and willing for his will, he'll put you into situations where he'll train you for it too. This church is wonderfully mission-minded, and I'm so thankful that we are. I think for a church our size to support 26 missionaries is wonderful. And I think that's your heart, that you don't go, but you're making sure other people do. You know, besides those missionaries, we support BGMC, Men's Ministry, Light for the Lost, and our youth with Speed the Light. These are all mission ministries. And you need to realize, each one of you, I don't care if you only put a little bit in missions or if you put a lot. Those 26 missionaries, any soul that's saved, you're part of that salvation. Any person that they minister to, that they pray for and see God heal, you're part of that. When you go to heaven, you're going to be amazed at what your mission's giving has done in this world. Where would this world be without Americans giving to missions? Where would this world be without Americans sending missionaries? You know, the talk now is that we've reached so much of the world. You've been a part of that. You are a part of that. And I think it's so important when you do give missions offerings, whether it's BGMC or youth buying candy, whatever, you realize when you hear Wade tell you what's accomplished, you have to say, thank you, Jesus, that I was part of that. Thank you, Lord, that you made me part of that, because I'm giving what I can to be a part of that. Probably most of us can never go overseas, but we go every day with our missionaries. Our Nineveh is Glendive, though, isn't it? Our Nineveh is Glendive, because this is where God put us. This is where he sent us. This is why we're here. I didn't know when God brought me here that this was my Nineveh. You're here because he wants you here. There are 5,861 souls around us within a 20-mile radius that have not been churched. That need to be churched, need to be saved. So there's a lot of work to be done right here. Return to God's call on your life for the people around you here. As we think of missions, let's realize our mission here. Return to it. Jonah 3:1-3. And the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh, proclaim to it the message I give you. And Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord, and he went to Nineveh. When Greg and I agreed to move to Glendive, I did not know I was returning to the call of ministry to aged, sickly people. I thought that 3 years was it. But it wasn't. That was just my training ground. Because I was comfortable now with it, when I got here, I wanted to do something, you know, the doer in me. And right off, there was the opportunity with the American Cancer Society to go to the hospital and sit with cancer patients while they had chemo infusion. And a lot of people didn't want to do that because they were afraid to be in the room where chemo was given and all of the stuff that goes with it. But I felt like, yeah, that's a good thing I could do. And so I'd go and sit sometimes 2-3 hours while people had chemo. But because I did that, some people in the hospital got familiar with me, got to know me. And when Kurt left being the chaplain, they asked if I'd be the chaplain of the hospital and the vet's home. So God blessed me with a ministry as chaplain, helping people that were dying to know the Lord. Because I was on the hospice team, And then God opened the doors for me to minister at 3 nursing homes on Sunday nights. Folks, before my 3 years in Maine, I would never, never have obeyed God's call for that ministry that he's given me. And I'm so thankful for it. I'm so thankful for it. Jonah was not. And we have to be careful about that, don't we? If we're going to do what God calls us to do, realize it, and return to doing it, we need to have the right attitude. Jonah 3:10. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he had compassion and did not bring upon them the destruction he threatened. God changed his mind about Nineveh because Jonah went and preached to them. You're evil. God's going to destroy you. We have a message, folks. People living in sin need the message we have. There's an eternity. And you're going to live forever in eternity in one of two places. We have got to be about the Master's business. I cannot know God's call on your life for ministry, but I know every one of us is being touched by the Lord to do something and to begin right where we're at. I cannot say, well, God wants souls saved in Asia, so I'll just give and do nothing else. Because he put me in Glendive, I've got to look for souls in Glendive. So haven't you. This missionary message is for us right here, right now, to be reaching out to the lost around us. I was so glad Lou shared that testimony. Someone needs to know that God loves them. God loves them. They need him. Sometimes I feel bad because the outreach ministry that this church blesses and anoints me for and prays for me for does not bring any people into our church. All the people that I minister to every Sunday night, there's not much of a chance any of them will ever come to our church, and I feel bad about that. But that's the ministry he's given me, and I'm so thankful he saves their souls. He saves their souls. They will go to heaven when they die. And that's the bottom line. And folks, some of the people you reach out to now and lead to the Lord, you may never get in this church. But getting them saved is what's important. Getting them to know Jesus loves them. He died for them. Reach out to them. This message is for us. Jonah 4:11. When Jonah was not pleased and moaned and groaned about it, because he knew God was a good God and would change his mind if he preached, God said, but Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and many cattle as well. Should I not be concerned about that great city? God is saying he's concerned about the 5,861 people around us that are unchurched. He wants us to be willing right here, right now in our life, to tell people about Jesus. So that's the challenge. Reach out, because he cares about the unsaved in Glendive and in the surrounding area. We need to not refuse to go and do. First point was refuse. Don't do it. Don't refuse God. Realize what he can do through you if you will yield to him. And then return to that call on your life. I know every one of you have felt it one time or another. Return to that call. Be doing what he wants you doing. I trust this message will challenge you this week and be a blessing to you. Let's pray.